Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Insurance to suit your needs. Protect your home, car or van with Zurich.
The Minister for Children and Youth Affairs, Catherine Zapone, has said childcare providers availing of a new €75 million funding package for the sector must enter into a contract to guarantee they will not increase the fees charged to parents. She explained how the new scheme would work earlier on the News at 1.
First of all, there is a reopening grant for centre-based providers. That's worth €18 million. There's also, secondly, we are offering a once-off capital grant for providers worth over €14.2 million. This is to be used by them for outdoor play equipment, outdoor shade and shelter. As we've heard through so much of the public health advice, it's good to be outdoors. The third component is to continue the revenue temporary wage subsidy scheme. This contributes 85% towards the costs of wages. And then the other component of this is that from the 29th of June, all of the Department of Children and Youth Affairs subsidies, the schemes, the National Child Care Scheme, targeted schemes, if you were accessing those before, those are coming back on stream.
Minister Catherine Zapone there. So will this be enough to get creches up and running by the end of the month? In a moment I'll speak to Elaine Dunn of the Federation of Early Childhood Providers and to Regina Bushell of SHASSUS, the Association of Independent Early Education and Childcare Providers. But first, our reporter John Cook asked parents for their views at a playground in Ennis.
My youngest daughter was in creche and my eldest daughter went to after school. Because they were both off, I took what we thought was 2 weeks off work, and obviously because they haven't gone back yet, I haven't gone back yet either. They offered to send her back on the 29th of June and I was like, oh, I don't know if I should or shouldn't. Do you know, just because if there was a second wave, I'd hate for anything to happen to her. Like, I'd say I'd wait a couple of weeks anyways before I send her back.
It's very welcome, to be honest. The sooner the better. So,
you look weary.
It's hard looking after kids 24/7. Yeah, my son's an only child. He is not able to play with other kids at the moment. I feel he's losing out an awful lot. It's great to see him go back to some sort of a preschool or creche, as long as, I suppose, facilities are put in place to keep him safe.
I'm a hairdresser and I'm off because of the COVID-19. When I go back to work, we'll be inundated with people, so I'll be working 12, 13 hours a day. Like, so, I mean, she's going to spend 6 days a week in the babysitters, yeah, until, you know, things calm down. It wouldn't bother me about the groups of kids. Like, I mean, kids are kids, but it wouldn't faze me, no.
It's been an awful juggling act trying to, you know, get my work done and make sure he's not, you know, ignored at the same time. Like, I only have one child, you know, so I can't imagine how parents working from home with four or five of them are managing, you know. My problem is my little fella, of all the years to start junior infancy, starting in September. So when we had plans in place for after school, you just don't know, you know, what kind of capacity are they going to be allowed to have. So, I mean, obviously more funding means then hopefully there'll be more places. You know, it stands to reason if social distance still has to be in place, then numbers are going to be down.
We had a call, say they're reopening again, but then on a part-time basis, just sitting hours a week, so sitting maybe 2 days. I mean, it's hard to tell the kids to social distance, as you can see here at the park. I mean, the kids just running up and down, so I don't know if whether it's going to work or not.
There'll be probably a few different rules for the kids and that, but again, it's all common sense, sanitising hands and so they'll bring their own towels and stuff, so it'll be very safe.
And from what you've heard of splitting kids into groups or pods or maybe separating them, what do you think of these measures? Will it be safe?
Yeah, I think it will be safe. Like, they'll be in their own groups playing around and, yeah, it should be safe.
Has it been tough doing daddy daycare these last few months?
It's definitely been challenging, that's for sure. But we all adapted to it, like, you know, so it has been fun as well.
So challenging and fun, and they've all adapted now. That was John Cook reporting from Ennis. Let's talk to Elaine Dunn and Regina Bushell. Elaine, €75 million, the package announced by Minister Catherine Zapone. Will this make the difference to you? Will it help you to get up and running again?
Well, for me personally, no. It doesn't give me enough money, unfortunately. I'm a full daycare service, so I've out of 55 children, I've only got 19 coming back. So my staff will remain on the dole, well, on the revenue. Mm-hmm. And for me, I'm a sole trader, so I will have to remain on the dole because there won't be enough money. So in my service per week, I would probably get about 2,000 each week, okay, just to sustain my business. Mm-hmm. But my outgoings for that month are 10,000. So if my staff are only going to get the 70% of the revenue deal, mm-hmm, I can't make up the 30%. Now, I would love to say I can do it, and I don't want to have to go out and charge all of my parents' fees, you know, everybody through, you know, July and August, because they don't want to put their children back in. But this is leaving me no choice but to go back to all of my parents and say, look, I'm really sorry, but you're going to have to pay fees in order for me to get through it.
You can't avail of the package of incentives that Catherine Zappone is offering if there's any increase in fees.
Well, there's no increase in fees. I wouldn't be increasing fees, but fees would stand, like normal fees would stand for July and August for parents who do not wish to put their children back in yet because they're a little bit nervous.
So you feel you're going to have to charge them to hold places for them?
To hold places, and that's not something I want to do. It was something that I had discussed with the DCYA earlier today. I don't want to have to ask my parents for anything. So I personally would like to think that they would go back to the drawing board on this and come back with a little bit more for us, because if I'm a full daycare service and I'm telling you what's going to happen in my service, that me as a sole trader, I will have to remain on the dole, but yet I still have to open my service. So how is that going to work? And I mean, I want my children back. I want everybody to come back in and get back into work and get going again. Like, there's 75 million there, and there's something that everybody needs to be aware of. When our schemes were pulled back at the end of March, our money was pulled back, so there is money there in the pot, and there's 70 million there, which is fantastic. And I'm very appreciative to the DCYA and our minister for getting that funding, but there needs to be a little bit more, because we need to be able to have sustainability. And right now, with what's on the table for full daycare providers, it's not giving me much hope.
Let's see what the reaction of Regina Bushell is of Seas Suess. What are your thoughts on the package, Regina?
Well, first of all, we recognise fully that any support is better than none and is to be welcomed. And the extension of the wage subsidy, certainly to the end of August, is also welcome.
And that's 85%, isn't it, and not 70%, just to clarify. Yeah.
But like the package overall, it's a hard stop at the end of August. And then the crisis runs deep and it's long, and it continues to be the lack of understanding, really. There's a childcare crisis there. It has been there before COVID. It will continue there. And there has to be a cross-government response. And that's what really isn't happening there at the moment.
Can your members, Regina, can they operate at half capacity? This 75 million that they're getting, and we heard the minister talking about how it's broken down, the 18 million for reopening and training and so on, and then 14.2 capital grant to provide outdoor play equipment and so on. But it depends on the number of children you have in your creche or play centre as to how much you can avail of. Will that figure be enough?
Look, the crisis in childcare is not about the reopening. It's really about being able to stay open and staying open over the next 6 months when demand is down and costs are up. And that's the challenge. Like, it's the money is welcome, but it's going to stop at the end of August. And capacity levels, we know, it's going to take time to build up the numbers attending again.
What do you know about that? What is the information you have around take-up of places? Because, you know, just even listening to John Cook in the playground, some concerns, but people generally are anxious, obviously, to get their children back into childcare, back into routines, and hoping to get themselves, if they've been out of work, back into workplace situations again as well.
Well, again, I suppose there was joined up thinking, wasn't there, around the fact that we're reopening the country, but still we're not able to reopen until the 29th. And there's confusion around parents from the point of view of that there isn't going to be a 20th of July thing. Everybody can actually start back on the 29th
of June. Elaine, you said you can only take 19. Is that because of the restrictions around COVID, or is that because of take-up?
No, that's the take-up. I've only got 19 parents so far that are looking for childcare at this moment. I mean, I'm hoping that confidence will come, as the weeks go on and we're open, but I would like to get up to full capacity as quick as possible and get everybody back out to work and get the economy up and running again. But unfortunately, at this time, you know, a lot of us are going back in with very, very low numbers, and this was brought to the DCYA's attention. So I would really like that they go back to the drawing board here and maybe come out with some more money. And the other...
How much do you want, Elaine?
I just want to cover my costs. That's all. I'm not looking for profit here or anything. I just want my costs and my wages covered. I've my staff wages covered and my own wages and my costs. And I'm happy out to open up.
Okay. And your staff at the moment, Elaine, you're availing of the wage subsidy scheme, are you?
Yes,
85%.
Yes.
So you have to come up with 15%.
Well, no, I didn't sign on to the deal at the very beginning. So I'm only going to be signing on if I go back in and open up on the 29th. So I only get 70%. So at the moment, going in with that 70%, I will not be able to give my staff the other 30% for the wages.
And what have you been doing up to now? Have you all been on the COVID payment up to now?
Yes. Four of my staff are still on my books because they're going on maternity leave, and okay. I couldn't let them go on to the PUP scheme because it wouldn't work for them. They wouldn't have to go on early maternity leave.
Okay. Regina, you wanted to come in there.
Yes, I did. Just Shasu was to the details submission to both the Department of Children and Youth Affairs and Public Expenditure. And we estimated it would cost $130 million over 6 months to the end of this year, and that would be what was required. And we're actually publishing that submission today on our website as a contribution to the debate. But yes, look, it's very complex. There's no doubt whatsoever about that. Childcare is complex, and it's going to take the whole of a new government, whatever that will be, to look at that and grasp the issues really in the wider economic recovery. Okay. And are this crisis is going to continue?
So you say, Regina, you're looking for around about another 50 million to just get you to the end of the year.
Get us to the end of the year.
Okay,
yes.
Well, look, thank you both very much for joining me this evening. Elaine Dunn from the Federation of Early Childhood Providers and Regina Bushell from Chasseuse.